Every Tuesday, we get the opportunity to get caught up down in New Orleans with Jeff Carrere, host of Ringside Politics. He joins us now. Jeff, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Glad to have you on here. First of all, how was Thanksgiving?
Very nice. Very nice. Too short, flew by.
Yeah, I love, because we get Thursday and Friday off, and you come back on Monday with, like, that post-vacation hangover, like you took a full week off, but really you just ate a full week's worth of food.
Right, exactly.
So,
but, of course, it sort of sets the stage, because it'll be nice for Christmas. So.
No, absolutely. Okay, we've got a couple things to talk about this morning, and the segue here is a little bit too easy. The headline this morning, five people were shot, one was killed, and two connected shootings in New Orleans on Monday afternoon. Now, let's push pause on that to rewind back to last weekend. Thanksgiving weekend is also Bayou Classic weekend down in New Orleans. There was a Twitter account called New Orleans Pulse pushed out a video of a couple of state troopers walking around in the quarter. And I mean, it was very innocuous. It was, they're not harassing people. They're not doing anything. They were just patrolling on Bourbon Street. And the tweet reads, Jeff Landry making his presence felt in the French Quarter. Funny how they picked Bayou Classic weekend for such a show of force. I'm sure you saw this over the weekend. What were your immediate takeaways?
Well, I think that's hyperbole, and I don't think that is – I mean, Jeff Landry's not even governor, for goodness sakes.
That was my first one.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's not making his presence known in that regard. I mean, he is in how he's put his transition team together and how he didn't pick any – you know, Cantrell administration officials or city council people in putting his New Orleans committee together, which I think made a statement and a good one, because, you know, if things were going well, you know, he'd choose a lot of people from that area, but things are not going well. So he's choosing people from outside the leadership here to try to, you know, we're trying to improve the situation, not continuing to be mired in the problems that we have. So, yeah, there's already this sort of resentment toward him that you see from local officials and also you see from the liberal media. So I'll be very interested to see how things go, but I do hope he does make his presence known once he becomes governor, and we do see possibly, if it can be done, more of a state police presence, because the French Quarter has become very violent and very dangerous.
Yeah,
and, you know, the Marigny is adjacent to the French Quarter. And, you know, we saw a lot of murders over the past week. We're not at the level where we were in 2022, but we're above where we were in 2019, 2020, and 2021. So, you know, the murder rate is still incredibly high and outrageously high.
We got Jeff Carrere on with us, checking in down in New Orleans. My second takeaway from that video is, state police in the French Quarter for a big event is nothing new. I mean,
right.
Mardi Gras, Jazz Fest, Essence Fest, Bayou Classic, four or five other events, French Quarter Fest, four or five other events throughout the calendar year that bring, you know, hundreds of thousands of people to the city. You're going to get an increased presence from state police in the quarter.
And we've got to have it, but because we're literally 700 officers short. The local paper just did a piece, you know, over the holiday about how, you know, recruitment is slow and, you know, we're way behind where we should be. Now, hopefully things are going to change with the new police chief and we'll get some additional officers and things will improve. But this is a problem nationwide. I mean, New York has lost 2,500 officers over the past year. So we're down, obviously, but it is going on in other departments across the country. So, yeah, for big events, we need the state police, and I'm very thankful for them.
How much volume is behind a voice like the New Orleans Pulse? Let me re-ask that question. How much is that the prevailing sentiment in New Orleans, or is there more of a welcoming in of saying, yes, we need the change? Is there this standoffishness that Jeff Landry's not going to come in and tell us how to run our own shop?
You know, there's definitely a lot of that parochialism, a lot of, I mean, we know best for New Orleans, and Jeff Landry doesn't speak for us, and Jeff Landry is this Republican, and didn't get elected with the votes of New Orleans. So that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping there are enough voices of people that want to work together with him. I mean, Oliver Thomas expressed an interest in working with him. He's a potential, and I would say, strong candidate for mayor in the next election. Of course, you're not going to get that from LaToya Cantrell. She's busy talking about how, you know, the people are investigating her because she's black. I don't know if you saw that. She made the comment that, you know, this rumor about federal investigation is just because she's black. And that's what we hear from her all the time.
Jeff, you and I are about the same age, right? Mm-hmm. I'm 47. You and I are close in age, right?
Yeah, I'm a little bit older. Right.
In my lifetime, there's been one white mayor of New Orleans. That's Mitchell Andrew. Like, in my lifetime, that's been it. So all of a sudden, we're investigating mayors because they're black?
And of course, we're talking about a Biden administration Justice Department that, you know, is not going to be doing that.
Add that to the mix for sure.
And when you look at the history of New Orleans, I mean, we've had mayors under investigation regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this has historically been the case. You've had corruption in New Orleans. Politics has been going on for a long time. Oliver Thomas, I just talked about, went to prison. You know, Ray Nagin did, the former mayor during Katrina. I mean, it is something that has happened for years and years and years and years. And, of course, prior to African-Americans becoming mayor, you had corruption when you had white politicians. I mean, we've had corruption since Bienville.
That's on point. We're talking with Jeff Carrera. Got a couple minutes left. But the back end of that Jeff Landry story, or the state trooper story, is that, okay, Bayou Classic is over. Everybody had a great time over the weekend. The tourists disperse, and then Monday, five people shot. It's like it's right back to business as usual.
Exactly correct. And there should be the kind of thinking, wow, we need more state police down here, and so we can build up our forces. We're thankful for the state police. Whatever the governor can do, we're appreciative. We want to work with the governor. There should be more of a rallying cry around the fact that we need change. We need help. It's not working. Unfortunately, some of these folks are just resistant to all of that, and that's terrible. Fortunately, I do think, you know, this new police chief is going to be a positive from everything I'm hearing. You know, she is someone who's going to be good. And that's going to be critical, moving forward. We've got to figure out a way to recruit more officers. There was just the information about how the advertising is now not effective. It's been taken over by the NOPD. There was an outside group doing it before, and they were doing a better job getting people interested in the position. So that needs to be looked at because, you know, we're in a critical situation as far as staffing of the city. And, you know, five people shot in an area that right adjacent to where everyone comes and the popular area itself is should be a wake-up call. I mean, again, it's near the intersection of North Claiborne and Elysian Fields.
Yeah.
That is a very you're right there next to the CBD, next to the French Quarter.
Yeah, you're just on the outside of it, to be sure. Hey, we got about a minute or so left with Jeff Carrera, and then you're going to have to, you know, go do your own show in just short order. But in this last minute or so, we're looking at state redistricting now. We know where we're at with the congressional end of this, and it's still kind of up in the air. But state redistricting is up in front of Judge Shelley Dick as well. Are we expecting anything different in what she says this time around?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be pretty consistent. I mean, I think we're not going to be looking at anything different from her. So I don't know. I mean, this has been, how long has this been going on, Brian? For quite a while.
Yeah.
So, this was something I've been getting all the news releases from the ACLU, and they've been very excited about this. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it goes, but I'm not expecting anything different from the judge.
Same. He is Jeff Carrera, host of Ringside Politics. You got a show to get to, man. I appreciate you carving out a couple minutes this morning.
Of course. Thank you, Brian.